From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump on Monday denounced the white supremacists who organized last weekend's deadly rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. At the White House, the president said the neo-Nazi groups, the racist Ku Klux Klan, white nationalists, and other hate groups are, quote, repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
To anyone who acted criminally in this weekend's racist violence, you will be held fully accountable. Justice will be delivered.
Trump said the hatred and bigotry on display in Charlottesville, quote, has no place in America. And I, as I have said many times before, no matter the color of our skin, we all live under the same laws. We all salute the same great flag, and we are all made by the same Almighty God. Trump's comments followed 2 days of intense criticism from across the American political spectrum for his failure to explicitly condemn the white nationalists and other groups who organized Saturday's rally. Many critics praised the president Monday for finally directly criticizing the groups, but also lamented that it took days for him to call them out by name. The top American general, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Joe Dunford, says the U.S. and South Korea are dealing with technical issues in preparation for the deployment of a missile defense system on the Korean Peninsula. Dunford met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday. He told reporters that the two, quote, did not talk about the specific timeline for the deployment of that missile defense system. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump ordered his trade office on Monday to investigate whether China is stealing American intellectual property, but China warned in advance that both countries would end up losers in a trade war. The president said, "We will defend our workers, protect our investigations." He described the investigation as, quote, one big move. This is just the beginning. Officials in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, say at least 200 people are dead after a mudslide and heavy flooding. The catastrophe in the early hours of Monday followed heavy rains. Witnesses described a hillside collapsing and said roads became churning rivers of mud. A spokesman for the Red Cross told the French news agency AFP that the group had counted at least 312 dead. Kenya's opposition leader called on people to stay home Monday to protest the results of last week's election. Some did so, but most returned to work despite uncertainty about what the opposition will do next. Mohamed Youssef reports from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi.
After a week of mostly empty streets, Kenya's capital city is coming back to normal. Traffic is flowing and people are going back to work. That does not mean the dispute over the August 8th presidential election is over. The opposition says the election was rigged and has refused to concede defeat after incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner with 54% of the vote. The announcement of the presidential results was followed by a protest in some parts of Nairobi and western regions that are strongholds of Kenyatta's main challenger, opposition leader Raila Odinga. Slum areas in Nairobi, like Mathare, have witnessed much of the violence. Odinga visited the neighborhood on Sunday and called on his supporters to stay away from work in protest. President Kenyatta said the election is over and the majority of Kenyans have returned to work. He called for his opponents to accept the outcome and for the aggrieved to pursue their cases in legal ways. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
Burkina Faso security forces have ended their operation against gunmen who opened fire Sunday on a restaurant in the country's capital, killing at least 18 people and wounding 8. Two of the suspected jihadists who carried out the assault on the Aziz Istanbul, a Turkish restaurant in Ouagadougou, were killed in a shootout with security forces. It's not immediately clear how many assailants were involved in the raid. Most of those killed in the attack were women and children from Burkina Faso and other countries. You can find more on these late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.